They're all gone.
All right.
All right.
All right.
I guess. If you guys like pina coladas.
Getting caught in the rain.
Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for coming.
What the fucking Eeyore just happened?
I guess like we'll do another episode. I always come in such high energy.
It would be better if there was Coke in my pot.
If you like boofing cocaine, yo. I'd imagine I'd like it. But I feel like I'd be, like, too worried about how, like, ugly my asshole is. Because I know how hairy my butt and butt
crack is. It's got to be one of your close friends.
Yeah. Like,
that doesn't care.
It's got to be a really long straw.
So it's got to be I've a dude that assumes.
I've done it before, and it's not the biggest deal. Because normally I make sure I'm fucked up first, so I don't have to pay attention to said asshole. It's not a big deal.
I also bleach mine and wax it every day.
Should I start the show with the story of the one time I boofed
yes,
a young
please,
lady?
Yes, please, because that was the funniest story.
All right, I'll give the quick rendition. Myself, this young lady that I was dating at the time, and my good friend Gene C, or G Coleman. So Gene C and I, and this young lady who I was dating, we went to a bar during the middle of the day because none of us had anything to do. So we're like, let's get fucking hammered. We get there and we happen upon some cocaine. And we're like, oh shit, is it too early to do cocaine? And we're like, yeah, it's probably too early. So we put it in somebody's pocket. And we're just sitting at the bar drinking and we're talking. And
put it in somebody's pocket.
It was, yeah, some stranger. We're like,
hold this motherfucker.
You'll go to jail for it. So this girl's talking about how Stevie Nicks had somebody on the payroll that blew coke in her butt, and that's what the song Stardust Woman's about. So,
best job ever.
Best job. Dude, I'd blow spaghetti in her butt, whatever she wanted. I'd be like, yeah, sure thing. Stevie? I'd call her Steven, because I work for her.
Excuse me, Steven?
Steven, is it time?
Are you ready for your spaghetti?
I've got some tomato bisque, if you're hungry. So I was like, wait, no, like, you want it done and no one's ever done it? She's like, yeah, no guy that I've ever talked to has been, like, into it. And I'm like, you don't need to be into it. All you have to do is fucking put a straw on somebody's butt and blow cocaine in their butthole. So I was like, I'll do that shit right now. And she's like, oh my God, would you really? And I was like, yeah, why not? So we go into the bathroom of this bar. Mind you, at this time, it's probably like 3 p.m. Like, it's still, like, it's daytime. So we go into the bathroom. I take a straw. And I've never done this before. So I take a straw. I, like, put a little coke in the end of it, and I try to push her butt cheeks apart, all while laughing a lot. I'm laughing a lot, so I push her butt cheeks apart, and I put the straw, like, kind of, like, not penetrating her beehole, but, like, right on it.
Putting pressure.
Like, right on the face of it. Yeah. Because I don't know how it works.
Yeah.
And I blow it in as hard as I can. And the straw stays between her butt cheeks, but the blowing in of air to her butt made just air release. So it blew directly in my face like a cloud of coke dust and butt air. So she starts dancing around the bathroom laughing because it's really funny. And every time she moves, more air escapes from her bottom. And just like, it's like poof, poof, poof. She looked like a locomotive, like a little kid toy train just poofing cocaine.
The little engine that could do cocaine.
And it was amazing. Turns out you have to put the coke in the bottom of the straw, open her butthole. You have to have the straw in the butthole.
Yeah.
I mean, and then blow. So I did it right the second time, but the first time was well worth the visit.
Open sesame.
So that reminds me about what this episode's about. No listeners have said this to me, but I say it to myself on a daily basis. Zach, you talk too much. We know too much about me. We barely know anything about you guys.
The story of me losing my virginity is on this podcast. We know a lot about me.
We barely know anything about you, Matt.
I don't know what your butthole looks like.
It's got to be horrible. I know what my butthole looks like because I took a picture of it once.
Yeah, you do.
I thought I had a hemorrhoid.
Dozens of listeners want to know.
I bruised my butthole climbing out of a window one night.
Oh my God.
And
who hasn't?
For weeks, I was like, yeah, why does my asshole hurt all the time?
Like, I know what your butthole looks like.
You might. You've been pretty close.
Definitely do.
But now I know what it looks like.
Not ideal.
And it's nothing that I like. I feel like it's like a whale's blowhole, but just like saltier.
I love whales.
Not anymore.
Not after after you've seen his butthole.
No, I don't love his whale's dicks.
They're called dorks.
They're fucking horrible. Massive. They're terrible looking.
That's where the term dork comes from. It's a whale's penis.
I thought it was a dolphin penis.
I guess any kind of aquatic mammalia mammal? Figure. I don't know. But you know, right now, Liz, you're being a real INTB. And Matt, you're being a classic INFJ.
Is that where you go to find out what actors?
Is that a slur?
I
mean,
don't.
You mean a classic motherfucking IMBD?
Right now, you're being a regular WNBA. But these are all personality archetypes designated by the Myers-Briggs Type Indicator for personalities. And I don't know shit about any of this. I've been on a few dating apps, and girls will be like, "You know me. Classic WWF." To like swipe left if you ain't with that. And I'm like, I don't know what this means.
I mean, she wants to save pandas.
Yes, exactly. Yes, it does. The World Wildlife Federation.
I assume she goes to the Bronx Zoo often.
I'm going to give you the quick cap of what a Myers-Briggs type indicator is. The Myers-Briggs type indicator is an introspective self-report questionnaire indicating differing physiological preferences in how people perceive the world and make decisions. The test attempts to assign four categories: introversion or extroversion, sensing or intuitive, thinking or feeling, judging or perceiving. That's more than four either way, but
what?
Yeah, from what I understand, there's 16. All right, so it's like two different blocks of four, I would assume. There's 16 different personality types from the Myers-Briggs. There's the YMCA, there's the WWE, Monday Night RAW,
okay.
And
the AFC,
like,
the NFC.
Who can keep track of it all?
I better be the NFC or I'm quitting.
So those are the personality types. And I see these all the time. And this episode of The Problem Solvers, by the way, we're The Problem Solvers. Email us at problemsolvers4e@gmail.com. Instagram, Twitter.
OnlyFans.
We've used the OnlyFans up. They kicked us off for too much butt coke stuff. So just send us problems. Just, you know what? Write a letter out to Liz. I'm going to give it out our home address. Just old school snail mail it to her.
Yeah, that's a good idea, honestly. Also, my Instagram is fine, too.
So
I don't know what it is, but it's fine.
On my adventures of the internet and internet dating, I see a lot of people put these things up, and I've never looked into it. But I know they try to classify your personality type, who you are, shit about you. Everybody knows everything about me because I've spent the last year saying things about buttholes and wieners on the internet radio.
Mm-hmm.
Liz has been with me for a little bit. Matt's still freshly new.
I'm a fresh butthole.
So I want the world to know about your buttholes. Like, Liz's butthole has had a little bit of the spotlight, but like I kind of keep her butthole in the shadows.
Mine's been bleached and waxed and waiting.
Yeah, man. Your butthole looks like a round of applause.
It's just my butthole looks like the Michael Jackson, the later years Michael Jackson of buttholes.
The plastic surgery butthole.
Yeah, I mean, I do work.
So what I'm going to do,
I got a goal,
is I'm going to open up two of these Myers-Briggs tests for you guys.
Can we preface this with saying that I'm a little drunk, so I just don't naturally sound this way?
Both Matt and Liz are drinking wine. Liz drank a little beforehand. Matt was at work, so he's high on cocaine.
I've got a bundle of heroin on my penis.
I don't know how many questions.
Nothing up your butthole, though?
No.
Boring.
It's waiting. I said it's waiting. It's fresh.
Yeah. His penis hole is a lot looser than his b-hole.
I'm not giving that out for what I make it.
So I don't know how many questions this survey is. So if it gets
72.
Boring, we'll edit it out.
Yeah.
But let's start. I'm gonna open two separate tests.
Are we lightning rounding it, or are we like
go?
Yeah, let's
lightning. If you got something funny to say, throw it in. But let's
go to the grocery store. So
all right. So it's on a scale of 1 to 5. 1 being inaccurate. 3 being neutral. 5 being accurate.
Got it.
Wait, so, say it again.
1 being inaccurate, okay. 3 Five's being neutral, 5 being accurate.
Yeah, 3 would be right in the middle.
Right in the middle.
So, I try not to draw attention to myself. Inaccurate to accurate.
4.
4.
You're both 4s?
We're both 4s.
I feel uncomfortable when I disagree with someone.
3.
Yeah.
You guys are both 3. Neutral? Don't just agree with each other because you're next to each other.
No, seriously, 3.
We're soulmates.
Can you go? Yeah, we are, honestly.
I lose my belongings.
Oh.
1. Wait, 5.
You no. lose them all the time?
I don't know where my phone is right now, so I'm saying 5.
All
right. You don't, actually. You're right. I would say like a 3.
The neutral and
yeah, I lose some things, but not a lot.
I have a vivid imagination.
5.
Yeah, you're a 5.5.
3. I'm pretty boring.
I'm still imagining Michael Jackson's nose in between
a bunch of I would enjoy attending a large party in my honor.
5.
Yeah, we're all 5. If there's another, I'm going to take twice I from want both a 10. Of yours.
What, do you have 2 windows open?
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
I dislike being in competition with others.
Oh, no. 1.
You don't like being
in
competition?
No, I do love. Oh, so I love you're 5. Being. Oh. 3. No, I want to be in competition with them.
So you.
5. Yeah. You're
yeah.
5.
I'm yeah, 3. No, 1.
Yeah, you're a 1.
Yeah, that's why I said it.
I prefer to follow a schedule.
1. I mean, 5. I'm sorry. 5. I love it's schedules. Accurate.
4.
Right. I question the wisdom of my elders.
5.
5.
They're all dumb as fuck.
See, this is where I would have...
They're all Republicans, so...
I would have been, like, a 4 on that, just because, like, there is wisdom that
well,
comes
actually,
with age,
both of y'all but... are elder to me, so 4.
It's hard to...
I mute Liz's microphone. 5. It's... Zach.
Fuck yourself. All right.
I enjoy being the center of attention.
Oh, 5.
3.
What? Matt,
I want to be in the mix.
You're always like you were all, when we were kids at parties. You were always right in the middle.
That's because I was fucking fucked up.
Yeah, that's true. That's very true.
I'm trying to balance my normal and fucked up self as hard as it is.
That's what? Fair. I respect.
Did I answer it already?
3.
Yes. I try to avoid conflict.
3.
I make sure my work is finished on time.
5.
4.
It is important to me to follow traditions.
Oh, God, 1. Fuck traditions.
3.
I like traditions, but not like our like regular life traditions. Like, we used to have the tradition where every Christmas we'd get together and see who would get more fucked up and kicked out of their family's house.
So I don't have any of those traditions.
Like, those traditions I respect.
Christmas Eve brunch. That was the best. Brunch. Oh, that was a great tradition.
Fun. Dude, Matt made that up fucking years ago. It was the best time
I lost ever. A lot of Christmases over that shit.
Oh, yeah. I remember throwing up in a plant right next to the Christmas tree at my parents' house. And I was like...
I just got new plants and I love them.
Did another
one,
man. Yeah. All right. I make an effort to be popular.
3?
3.
Let's be real, guys.
3.
You try?
I don't try. I just am myself, but
oh,
I'm
God.
Fucking hilarious.
You're out.
I usually go into situations trying not to get attached to anybody at all.
Yeah.
And then eventually they come to me like fucking...
They leech on.
Moths to the flame, baby.
Oh, yeah.
Michael Jackson to the butthole.
Moths to the flame is the name of your memoirs.
I'm the thyburn of the thief.
All right. I sympathize with the homeless.
5.
4.
I have trouble controlling my impulses.
4.
5.
I think about why people do the things they
I'm
do.
I'm masturbating right now.
Yeah, zero impulse control on that one.
Squeezing my wiener.
I think about why people do the things they do.
5.
2. I don't give a fuck about what they do.
I fucking hate them, but I think about it.
Being around a lot of people energizes me.
4.2.
Yeah, 3.
4.
Neutral.
Really? Man, I should have been taking this test, too, because I love being around people. Even, as much as I hate people, the more I'm around people, I'm like, I'm better than you. I'm going to
Yeah, we
I'm
all know that. We've
dance.
Listened to this
I'm
podcast.
Sing a song.
Like, when I was in the Capitol last week, that group didn't energize me.
When Matt put on that buffalo hat and took his shirt off.
I expected a way different energy.
I am helpful to the people around me.
4.
Well, Matt, I can't speak for you.
Motherfucker, I do so much for this podcast.
That's not people. It's a specific person.
It's a corporation.
I actually do a lot for the people around
me.
Shut the fuck up. I do all of my dishes at the house. They're
not
even mine.
Around you, that's you.
Ernie. That's Ernie around me. Yeah, okay.
I am ambitious.
I'll say 3.
Are you going to drop down? Don't let me bump you
no,
down.
No, give
Don't.
Me a 3.
No, he's letting. You're
sometimes
letting him bump
it's not
you
him.
Down.
I'm just thinking to myself, like, sometimes I'm.
I
yeah,
think
how
I'm a 4.
Are you?
I think I'm a 4. I'm pretty helpful.
Nah, I'm going to mark you down for
I
one.
Will.
No, you're a 4.
I
am
no.
ambitious, which means you can breathe. In water, right? You can live in water.
That's
and
amphibious.
Two.
Correct.
Dumb.
You're a 5.
2.
You don't think you're ambitious?
I think you're pretty ambitious.
I just left a job of 15 years that I fucking...
For a new
That's
job.
Ambitious. That was a perfect Sean Ralphio hate.
I love it. Me too, dude. Sean Ralphio, he's my spirit animal.
Honestly, understandable. That's what I want to be. He's
How
so
ambitious
great.
Do you feel? On a scale
a
of
3.
3?
I have a hard time with doing things, even though they're important. But then when I'm ready, I go for it.
I like to do things as they were done in the past.
1.
Yeah, but bro, if there was a 0...
I fucking hate
-5.
Slave ownership.
Fucking tried it.
Colonialism. For me. Fucking the plague. Not about it.
Yeah, we're living through it and I don't like it.
I avoid being alone.
3. 2.
I like being alone.
All right, we're on page 2.
Like it.
2 of 6. I forgive easily.
2. 3.
I like trying out new hobbies.
Oh, 1. 1.
Dude, you guys, I wish I was thinking this. I'm the opposite of you guys.
Fucking worst.
Dude, I pick up a new hobby like every weekend.
I'm so lazy.
I like to stay active.
I've had this.
Do you want a fucking medal?
No, this is a question. Oh.
Congratulations, Richard Simmons.
Was that 3? Wait, what was the question?
I like to stay active.
Oh, 4. I go to the gym daily. That's what I mean by
now
active.
Now you do.
I went every day until the fucking pandemic.
Until the doctor was like, diabetes is a real thing.
You're not wrong.
It is best to be totally objective when making a decision.
3. 2.
Yeah, you guys should
Are we the same person?
You guys should be
I let my heart sing.
I keep my belongings in their proper places.
Where's oh, I'm phone? A 4.
Where's my phone?
So you're a 4, and yeah. That's a 2? I have a rich fantasy life.
Oh, 5. 5.
The fact that we sit in my living room and record pretending that people listen to us gives us all a 10 on
I
this.
Spend 75% more time thinking about what I would do if I won the lottery than I do applying myself
to anything ever.
Work, marriage.
I heard you mention the lottery 3 times today.
Anything. I don't give a minutes. Fuck about anything except being rich for no reason.
Honestly, same, and I expect myself to eventually be a sugar baby, but I know what I look like. I own a mirror. It's not going to happen.
Well, when you get rich, you can own a nicer mirror.
Can I own a nicer face?
That reminds me of the next question. I have little to say.
3. I'm neutral.
Both of you got some stuff to say. I enjoy being there for people when they are feeling sad.
3.
3.
You guys are a lot better than I am. I would have said 1.
You're a terrible
Wait,
person.
Wait, enjoy it?
Yeah.
Fucking, I guess a 2.
Don't let me influence
no,
your decisions.
No, because, like, enjoy it. Like, I'm like,
a, I'm a black, like, oh, wet blanket.
My fucking dad died today. I'm like, oh, cool. Let's hang out.
Oh,
that's
no,
awesome.
No, actually. Dude, so
we
you're right, though. So probably a 2.
A couple weeks ago, and I was like, so, how's it going? What's Marley barking at?
I don't know, but I love it.
We were in a friend of mine's funeral the other day, and
he's
I was like,
hey, oh! I would rather go with the flow than set a schedule.
No. 1.
2.
I need a schedule.
2.
Hey.
I'm real
I
bad
love schedules
at life.
Too. Like, I schedule.
Man, I'm way different than you guys.
I schedule, like, fucking
everything.
Bad things. Like,
yeah.
Like, 7 p.m. is when we should start the malarkey.
Malarkey time begins now. I enjoy philosophical discussion.
4.
4.
I let other people know what I think.
3.
5.
All right, so 5 and 3.
Sometimes there's a scowl at them.
I avoid arguing even when I disagree.
1.
Yeah, quite argumentative.
2.
You're not wrong.
I'm surprised you didn't argue with me about that.
Honestly, I thought about it, but that was a pretty obvious answer.
I am very attentive to deadlines.
4.
3.
I would like to play a musical instrument.
3.
You would like to, or you like to?
I would like to, but I imagine if you already enjoy it, give yourself a 5.
A 5 for I would like to, but my ambitious answer means I never will.
So you would like to, though.
I would love to magically know how to play something, yeah.
You're getting a 5,
then.
What about you?
Into it.
What was the question?
I would like to play a musical instrument.
Oh, a 3. Really? I'd like to learn, but I tried to learn, and I'm not good at it, but I enjoy the idea of it.
You want
to
hear a really good question?
No.
I have a lot of fun.
5. Hard agree. No, a 3. I'm neutral. I have an average amount of fun. I'm not that excited.
A fishbowl of wine in front of us. 5.
What are you ordering? What are you ordering for your phone?
5.
Perfect. I resist temptations. Zero. It is easy for me to talk to strangers.
5.
What?
Yeah.
3.
3?
Do you remember that time that we went to that one place and that guy just kept talking to us? I talked to him back.
Yeah, and I was like, please stop talking to me, sir. I remember that because
first time we hung out.
I don't have a hard time talking to strangers because people,
okay, so dude, maybe,
people love talking to me, but I have a hard time wanting to. Okay, like, they come to me and I'm like, just, I don't want to
say this. I guess, so
even with people I know.
My question is like, my answer is like, I'm fine with talking to them. I don't enjoy it. So what would that make my answer? Because I'm good at it.
The question is it easy for you?
Oh, it's easy for me, yeah. But I don't enjoy it. So I guess a 4.
Hey, Matt, can you say next question as John Ralphio?
Next question.
I am concerned for the welfare of elderly people.
0.
0.
Fuck them all.
We all agree.
God, motherfucker.
I am determined to achieve success in life.
5.
You're not 0, are you?
I mean, I won that lottery.
Yeah, that's success. 5. You get a fucking 5.
Yeah, 5. I spend
at least, are you determined?
I spend at least $6 every time. Unless I don't have $6.
I believe in the importance of art.
5.
5.
I like to spend my free time alone.
3.
3.
You guys are pretty similar.
We are.
I believe people should be punished for their mistakes.
5.
Speak from the heart. This isn't going to hurt you.
2.5. 3.
I'll give you 3. I enjoy having a daily routine.
Oh, 5.
3, but I wish it involved more
coconut butt
money.
Winning of the lottery.
More things. I wish I had more things I could do.
I spend time seeking out new experiences.
3.
3.
I am on the go.
5.
Meh.
4. 3. 4.
3.
4.
I wish other people would be more logical.
5.
4.
I like to tidy up.
5.
1.
See, me personally, I like to titty up. I enjoy imagining the future.
Oh, God, 2.
The real future?
No, imagining, dude. No bounds.
I don't 5. Think about the future.
I find it difficult to express my opinions.
2.
3.
I like to help others with their personal problems.
Oh, God. Well, we're on a podcast about helping people, so 4.
Yeah.
A.
4.
1. You know,
it's a 1.
Yeah, answer for real life. Don't answer for the podcast.
No,
I hate helping people.
Okay, so I would say 3.
You're a 3?
I'm neutral about it.
Matt, I'm dropping you to a 1.
I like if somebody's like, can you grab me those olives for my martini? And they're within arm's reach. I'm all about that.
I love martinis.
But if somebody's like, what should I do with my life? I'm like.
You know what's crazy is there is actually a box I could check for within arm's reach. So I'll hit that one for
arm's reach. I love that.
Yeah.
I finish assignments before they are due.
4. I mean, I'm sorry. 2. Wrong 2. Way. Wrong direction.
I like thinking about the mysteries of the universe.
0.
3.
You guys are the worst. This is the only thing I think about.
I've watched documentaries with you about the mysteries
of the
universe.
You know what the mystery of the universe is? That your body's going to rot into soil, you piece of shit.
Yeah, we're nothing. We're absolute nothing. And the fact that we're alive is a fucking loss. That's all I think about. That's all I ever think about.
I feel like I lost the lottery by being existing. Because there's so much shit that goes along with it.
You ain't wrong. I have a lot of energy.
3.
2.
I have an average amount.
I can't stand when someone doesn't like me.
Oh, God. 1.
1.
I give 2 fucks less. Yeah,
I follow my impulses.
3. I'm pretty
5.
Neutral. Oh.
Yeah, you're mad impulsive. I enjoy trying to understand complicated ideas.
What?
I enjoy trying. Was that, that question
too complicated? No, it's too complicated.
You get a 1. You get a 1.
2.
Man, we are such different people.
That's why we're good friends.
Yes, exactly. We're like
I'm just here.
I feel very happy. In general, I feel very happy.
Oh, God, 0.
2.
I spend time trying to understand myself.
0.
Okay. I get a thrill out of meeting new people.
2.
What kind of people are they?
New.
Is it Buffy the Vampire Slayer?
That'd be thrilling.
That's a 5.
Regular
humans, 1.
All right, regular humans is what we're going with. You get a 1. I need support from other people.
3.
4.
I like it, but I don't need it.
I need it.
I'm not bothered by disorder.
3.
He has a neutral?
Yeah. It's whatever.
I enjoy going to the museum.
4.
Yeah, museums are fucking
They're rad. Awesome.
Museums are rad.
I avoid noisy crowds.
2.
Zwan.
Zwan. I forgive.
Zwan. Deliveries of.
It's one.
I forgive others' mistakes even when they harm me personally.
3.
You guys are 2 peas in a pod. A pod that I would not be a part of. Because fuck if your you pod. Fucking cross
if
me,
I met Liz before you
will
you,
get crossed.
I'd have no use for you at all.
Yeah, fuck you.
What about the podcast, though?
Oh, yeah, you started
We that. Already said we'd start our own as soon as you knocked my dad jokes.
I know from this test that you guys lack the ambition to
we
start
do
a
not.
Podcast. You don't want to learn
no.
a new hobby.
We're starting ours now.
All right.
All right.
We need to rent your all studio. Right.
This question is perfect for you guys. I make plans and stick to them.
5.
4.
Bitch, I'm always here and you fucking know it.
Yeah, but I never invite you. I like
yes,
to do,
you do.
I like to do things differently, even if I'm not sure it'll work.
4. What
the fuck's that even mean?
You
that you like
you
to
take
do things differently,
you
even though you're
things.
Not sure if it'll work.
You make executive decisions. So just like say, I'm going to do it this way.
3.
I do not like to sit for long.
3.
4, actually, because it hurts my leg.
Oh, all right. I thought it was because you're like a fun, like energetic person.
Nope.
No, his leg just
I'd rather lay down
tired.
In the coffin for eternity, but it would hurt my leg.
I make important decisions based on my gut feeling.
3. I don't have a
when
gut.
I'm hungry? 5.
Yeah, dude. I'm too impulsive. I would go 5 with that. I start tasks in advance so that I have plenty of time to finish.
3.
I hold back my opinions.
1. I'm very obvious with them.
3.
You're neutral about it?
Sometimes.
I am sensitive to the feelings of others.
1.
4.
No, that's not true. I want that to be true,
yeah.
but it's not.
Yeah, answer
honestly. I'm a 4.
I'm a 4.
You're a Matt is what you're.
I'm a 4. I cry even at the littlest things, and
fucking,
we've seen it.
I cried Homeward Bound every fucking
time. Never seen
time.
That.
What?
Oh!
You know what? You
you're
guys
a fucking
talking.
Dog person? You never saw Homeward Bound?
I can't do it.
This is a.
So maybe I'm a 5.
Perfect for the next question. You guys are going on a tangent. I'm easily distracted.
Oh, 5.
I enjoy learning about scientific theories.
3?
I'd say 4. 3, 4. Whatever you want to put.
I'm going to make it 4 to make it different from Matt. I love life.
Oh, God, a 1.
1.
Fuck life.
I work hard to please others.
Hand job wise?
I mean, however you want to take it.
I work
what
hard.
Do you think? Because you've... experience me attempting to please people.
Sexually, 1.
Okay. We'll go with a 1.
What about me, Zach?
Sexually, 5.
Yeah, baby!
So
working.
What are you guys going on?
3.
4.
I don't know.
You
so
work,
3.
Do you work hard to please others?
It's such
have
a
you
subjective...
experienced that?
I don't know. I don't pay attention to others. You can't ask me questions like this. I don't pay attention to other people.
There's certain things I do very
yeah, like
ambitiously
what?
To try to please people. And there are certain things I want.
So you're going down just, the middle?
Yeah, 3, yes.
And what are you going with?
3.
Are you just copying Matt again?
I forgot the question.
I have a zest for life, like Iggy Pop.
Oh, like Iggy Pop? 4.
Oh, 3. I'm an average zest.
That was the song, right? I got a zest for... Or was it... Yeah, that was the song. Yeah. I give to people who are less fortunate than I.
Butterbean just wrote me back.
Then you get a 4.
Oh my god.
You I are specific.
I would say 3. I bought that baby Yoda for somebody.
That's true, that's true. What'd he say?
What'd he say? Oh my god.
Live update. Liz sent a titty pic, a pity titty pic to Butterbean, and in response, Butterbean said,
I can't read it, you have to read it for me.
I'm gonna read it in my most Butterbean of voices.
No,
let me get
he's
a
still
sandwich.
Typing. Can I go pee?
He said, "Hey, you made my, you made me stub my toe when I opened this," which, out of context, is hilarious.
Yeah.
And now,
that's
since,
not the reaction.
Since Liz went to the bathroom, I'm gonna respond for her.
Send a picture of your dick. send a dick pic right now and say, it's all yours, boo.
How, I give to people who are less fortunate than I. And I believe technically it'd be I give to people who are less fortunate than myself. So take that, fucking.
I donate pretty regularly.
Briggs.
Meyer. Fuck you, Myers and Briggs. I like to have a detailed plan before starting a task.
Oh, five.
Three.
Oh my god, he's still typing.
I wonder why I am the way I am.
Five.
Five.
I love to make new friends.
Did you really write that to him?
What's that?
What?
You're the worst. Like to make I new just friends. Had to pee. And you had to write that?
Trying to give Butterbean some pussy. Alright. So, update. I don't know. I'm going to have to edit this episode, so there's going to be a lot of cutting and splicing. Update. Liz responded to Butterbean with, you know,
Zach responded to Butterbean.
How curious I am about sleeping with you. To which Butterbean said, have you ever thought, like, you might get a puppy on Christmas and then all you get is a gift card for school supplies? It's kind of like that, but with a fat guy. Butterbean is the champ!
I might send him a titty pic after this, too.
Honestly, they're better than mine.
For our, like, once we make her famous, I took a picture of her taking a picture of her titties for Butterbean, because it's going to be like, they grow up so fast, and I'm going to put it in my scrapbook. All right. I love to make new friends.
Three. I'm two. Average about it.
It's important to me that other people like me.
Two.
You guys are so lucky like you're not me, because I'd be like,
five.
Seven and a half. I have trouble sticking to a routine.
One. I love routines.
Two.
I appreciate the beauty of nature.
What? Three.
Four.
I'm okay with it, but it's not great.
I feel like you should be less than three if you feel like you agree two. With nature. That's too late. I already put you in for
well,
three.
Well, then you can go fuck yourself.
Now you're going to get, you know, a present from like the
reading.
Yes. I prefer quiet surroundings.
Three. I'm fine with whatever.
Three.
I find it difficult to get down to work.
Two.
Three.
Emotional people make me uncomfortable.
Five. I hate emotional people.
Three.
People tell me I am too quiet.
Oh, one.
Three.
I am concerned about others.
One.
Three.
Dude,
I'm serious though. I'm just saying it in monotone voice. That you're disinterested, but they're all realistic.
You're slowly fading into black and white. You're just like,
what was the question?
I don't remember. I'm concerned about others.
Yeah, three. Is fair. I'm concerned about half the people. I'm not concerned
about
white
people. Yeah, why are you wearing your sunnies?
I put it on. There was a very specific reason. I don't remember why.
Oh, I went pee before that.
I like to finish all my... Oh, yeah, because I... I took your phone. I like to finish all my chores before I do something fun.
Four.
Zero.
Let me...
I have to do something jump fun in before here. I do my chores.
I love
who
my
the
chores.
Fuck has chores?
I do.
What are you? Is your mom coming in being like, Liz, before you go out and touch that butthole?
Oh, I do love touching butthole.
You're going to have to fucking spin the wheel of chores and wash the fucking dishes before we put them in the dishwasher.
It's more like.
Yeah, we already addressed that.
I better mow that lawn. It's like a Little Wayne album is starting every time I have to do a chore.
I enjoy chatting with new acquaintances.
Three.
Three.
It is important to me to make decisions without being swayed by emotion.
Two.
Man.
Oh, God. Why are we
are
same
such
person?
Different people.
Yeah, you
I'd be
suck.
Five. Like, I don't let emotion stop any decision making.
Was that the question?
I might be a calculator. All right, I carry out my plans.
Four.
Three.
Gray Matt coming in.
It's a three.
You know what, guys? I felt strongly about this, then I didn't.
I had a lot of plans I didn't follow through on.
That makes all right. You're
but
being
some easy shit that I did.
You're being truthful and honest, and I appreciate that about you. All right. It is important to me to understand the bigger picture.
3.
4.
It is important to me to be of service to others.
4.
What?
It is important to me to be of service to others.
Just give her a 4. You see what 3. You get for Butterbean?
That's true, 4.
You're getting a 3, though, because I already scrolled.
Fuck yourself.
I enjoy examining myself and my life.
Oh, you mean like squeezing your balls for dancing?
3.
4.
Self-reflection? You give yourself 4 on
it? Oh, no. Self-reflection, 2.
Yeah, I enjoy examining myself and my life. Like, you sit back and think about it.
No, 3. 2.
2. 2. I find it challenging to make new friends.
Oh, God. 5.
3.
I hate everyone. That's the problem.
I like poetry.
5. 3. Where's Gray Man now?
Gray Man's coming in hot.
I like Robert Frost.
He found 2 paths divided in the woods.
I like haikus.
I am a private person.
5. I mean 4. 3. 2.
You can't just say every number.
I know, I forget which way they go. I'm a 3, I'd say. Because certain things I keep pretty public.
You send a nude to a man with whom you've only met once.
Good point, my friend. Good point. I would say...
Yeah, that's the old stuff.
No, oh, sorry.
I forgot how it works.
Oh, God.
Are you a private person?
If I am, I say 5.
Yes.
2. I say 2.
Yeah, you're definitely not private.
Why did you do this to me?
Say because your fucking vaginal walls are throbbing.
I don't want to say that. I'll just get myself off.
I question why things are the way they are.
4.
5.
All right.
One Saucy. Up to you, stupid bitch.
Oh my
got
god,
you.
Why are you
he
like
fucking
this?
Got you.
Why am I fucking here? Is what I mean.
I let others know that I care about their feelings.
3. Half you motherfuckers.
3.
You know what sucks is the other day somebody like went out and said to me like, hey, I know this guy, like you guys were like super close best friends. Have you checked in on them? And I'm like, no, why the fuck would I do that? What do I want to do? Suck his dick? And I was like, no. And they're like, you're supposed to, like, reach out to your friends, especially in times like this, and let them know. And I, like, I went out of my way. One was Mike. One was your stepbrother. And I was like, yo, man, what's going on? And then one was David Felter. I don't know if you remember him. And I was like, hey, man. And then Alan Shackner. And I'm like, yeah. And then all of them were like, yeah, things are good. What's up, man?
Why, what do you mean?
I'm like, all right, fuck you guys.
Get off my dick, bitch.
About your feelings. Like,
I don't have
get
friends.
The fuck out of here. All right.
Moving on.
I think about the needs of others.
4. I love you, David. 3.
David told me, also, David's a TV producer now.
Yeah.
Oh, he has been for a long time, yeah. But he said if we get famous and are able to pay him, he would produce our podcast full time.
Nice.
So,
good, because we're doing a terrible job.
Yeah,
at
do
it.
Better, Liz.
I do so much.
Your
for
mouth's
you.
Purple.
It's wine.
And you're texting a virgin right now. You're killing us.
Butterbean, we
you're
love
pretty
you.
Purple. We're all pretty purple.
No, you're not purple. Am I purple? I was purple from last night, though. I had wine stain on my lip this morning when I went to the gym. I was like, oh, that's a nice lip gloss. I'm like, bitch, that's wine.
I'm definitely not editing that out.
I love you,
sarcasm!
Butterbean. I hate you. I hate you so much.
Thank you, Matt, for introducing the Jean Ralphio retorts in this podcast.
Matt, can you drive me home?
We're going to get sued by Parks and Recreation.
I hate
we're
going
to get a cease and desist.
There's
they're
a Price
be like,
Chopper in Saugerties, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, there is.
Can you just drive me there?
To the Price Chopper?
Yeah, my shop's 2 seconds from there. I could sleep at my shop.
Live there, though.
I like to be needed by other people.
4.
Yeah, let's be real. All right.
4.
Yeah. Nobody wants to answer this one, but let's be real.
I'll be honest.
I'd have to give myself like a 5 on that one, too. Yeah. And I hate admitting that, but I would.
Yeah, no, it's obvious for yourself.
Please. Just pay attention to me. Don't talk back. Just pay attention.
This is why you started a podcast.
Yes, exactly.
Nobody can respond.
I would prefer to come up with an original solution to a problem.
4.
Would you like to be like, if somebody was like, hey, there's this problem, this is the way we normally fix it, would you be
I
like,
I would
like
to find
on.
A different, yeah.
Instead of fixing it, I'm going to formulate a new problem.
Yeah.
I feel like you might be misconstruing this question.
No, I get it. I just know I wouldn't be able
you
to.
You don't go by the
I
book?
Like,
you're a loose cannon?
How do you catch a mouse when it's in your house?
I let my dog out on it.
Thinking outside the box.
Yeah, she's caught four so far.
Put the classic Victor mousetrap down.
I'm cold.
I'm going to say one.
It's chilly.
I am full of new ideas.
Three.
Five, but none of them are useful.
Dude, honestly, when we were younger, the best part of Matt Schumacher was, like, every time we hung out, depending on how much we drank or did drugs, he'd be like, here's my new business idea.
Yeah.
And each time it was great.
Yeah, and look at me now.
What are you doing?
You're dressed like a businessman.
Yeah. You are.
You're like a modern day Ben Franklin.
It's not my business,
you're just
though.
Doing drugs, fucking prostitutes, and coming up with great ideas.
Strike me with lightning, baby.
I like ideas that are easy to understand.
Five.
I spend my time pursuing my goals is number one, or I spend my time enjoying life is number five.
Oh, God.
Can you reword the question?
From a scale to 1 to 5, do you spend your time pursuing your goals or spend your time enjoying free life?
4.
What?
You're goal-driven. You're always like...
That's what I mean.
Buying a business.
So your goal, you'd be one.
I'm sorry. Goals. I misunderstood the question.
What do I do if I like to be sad by myself?
Three. Number one, I put my needs first. To number five, I put others' needs ahead of my own.
Three.
Number one, I trust traditional values versus number five, I question traditional values.
Five.
Jinx.
Number one, I am often disorganized. To number five, I keep myself organized.
Five.
Three.
No, four.
One, I prefer to follow a clear procedure. Five, I prefer to improvise.
Three. Same, almost the same thing. It's the exact same question.
What was the question?
I prefer to follow a clear procedure versus I prefer to improvise.
Three.
Which, side note, the problem solvers, at their peak, made it to number 33 on iTunes
improvisational
comedy podcast. 33. I feel like that's pretty respectable.
Unbelievable.
I want spaghetti.
One, I work first, play later. Five, I play first, work later. That's a sassy question.
Two.
You both are not sassy.
Fuck you.
You guys aren't sassing me enough.
You've never heard my sass.
All work and no play makes you two sassy babies. Number one, I seek attention from others. Number five, I avoid attention from others.
Three.
Are we the same person?
Yeah, I think I could have just done this once and saved myself this.
We should have done it separately.
I feel like Johnny Mnemonic, the 90s film with Keanu Reeves, where I'm like plugged into the computer.
Keanu what?
What?
Reeves? What? Is that his last name?
Yeah, that's his last name. We're just making fun of you.
It's Keanu Reeves.
With a TH.
What is Reeds?
R-E-A-D-S.
His name is Piano Reeps.
Clarinet.
The mattress. Star of the mattress.
I look for ways to help others is number one. Number five, I look for ways to achieve my own goals.
Three. I mean.
Yeah, you gotta have a balance.
Pretty neutral.
Separate situations,
I'm so hungry.
Usually.
I feel the pain of others, number one. Number five, I am not easily affected by sad stories.
Two. I'm so easily affected.
Yeah, you're emotional.
I cry at everything.
One? Jesus Christ, I'd be a five on that. I don't give a shit about it.
Yeah, we know
story.
That. You're a terrible person.
Make me a terrible person?
Yes.
Or does it make me a realist?
I saw a picture of a Syrian kid that was in like a bombing once, and I went home and I covered my son in rubble.
You empathize. He's like, Daddy, we don't have a sandbox.
No, we don't have cinder blocks either.
Alright, number one, I make sure everyone is taken care of. Number five, I look out for myself.
Fuck three. Everyone. Why can't they take care of themselves?
So you're a five?
But also a three.
Also, number one, I focus on real life. Number five, I use my imagination.
Five.
Yeah. I can tell you both that you've answered correctly. Number one, I do things step by step. Number five, I jump in and figure things out as
Isn't
I go.
Step by step a show?
Day by day. I think, yeah, I mixed it with...
make it better.
What was the question?
Second time around.
What was the one that went, the newsboy, the paperboy, the evening
family letters.
Snow House.
No, Family Matters.
No!
No. That what was Family Matters?
Everywhere you
That's
look.
That's fun.
Yeah.
There's a heart. Maybe harder.
All right, Bob Saget.
Is even harder to find.
That's Family Matters.
Well, then there must be some magic glue inside these gentle walls. All I see is a gal in her dreams. Big poop bursting out.
Don't they say something like predictability? Something like
that's
that.
That's Full House.
Oh, right.
You're singing Full House.
You remember when Uncle Jesse and
you know,
Steve Urkel got stuck in the car together?
I only used to watch Family Matters. But I don't remember the theme song.
And
did you guys answer
Carlton
the question?
Got robbed
no, what's
at
the
an
question?
ATM.
I do things step by step.
Shut the fuck up!
Or I jump in and figure it out as I go.
Yeah, the main thing is...
Three.
Number one, I'm more interested in what is possible. To number five, I'm more interested in what is real.
Three.
Three.
You know, if Sierra was here, she would
Sierra.
Say, I'm... No, Ashanti.
That's,
she would say, I'm real.
That's
no,
J-Lo.
Whoever was with fucking Ja Rule at that point in time. Ja Rule. All right. Number one, I start conversations. Number two, I let others start conversations.
Don't be fooled
four.
By the rocks that I got.
Really?
Yeah, I talk a lot.
Yeah, then you would start conversations.
Oh, okay. So whatever the equivalent to four is
two.
On the other side.
Do you start or do you let others start?
Three.
You're in the middle.
I'm still changing.
Number one. All right, Jenny's. Number one, I like to cooperate. To number five, I like to compete.
Five!
Whoa!
I was competing.
If
three.
My answer is yes, daddy, what number is that?
You cooperate as a yes, daddy.
Right.
I live to serve.
I make decisions with my head is number one. Number five, I make decisions with my
dick.
Heart. Your what?
Oh. What?
Your heart.
My dick?
Your heart.
I know I'm hot. You can stop telling me.
You make decisions with the heart.
That's hot.
Three.
Are you just going to answer three because he answered three?
I don't remember the question.
Oh, you know what's crazy is the next question is I answer on my own or I just answer whatever Matt Schumacher says.
Five.
All
right. Number one, I follow a plan. Number five, I act on impulse.
Three.
Four.
Matt, you are very impulsive. I know this.
I am.
All right. Last fucking question finally.
Thank God. I feel like...
Yeah, this is like, to find out your real life psychological personality, there's a lot that goes into
do?
It.
What do you do when you're done with this? Do you get to sleep with like a celebrity or something?
Yes. It's
my
Angelina
better.
Jolie.
This is what
we
happens.
All get her.
Angelina Jolie.
The thing is, right now, you could have asked me, are you impulsive? And I would have said, yes, questionnaire over, because this has been a long time. All right. Number one, I prefer to work in an active, bustling office. Versus five, I prefer to work in a calm, quiet office.
Two.
You like it quiet or bustling?
No, bustling.
You like bustling?
I gotta have something going on.
Two. I like my podcast.
All right, let's see what you children are. You guys, oh my God, you guys are different.
What?
All right.
Just because he's a boy.
I'm gonna start with Matthew, for he is on my left side. You are an ENTP. Or as I like to call it, empty.
I am empty.
You are.
This is true.
This thing works. Your personality type code. All right. All right, so you have a top three. You are ENTP, INTP, or EF, or ENFP. So you are either the inventor, the architect, or the champion.
So I really like that show, The Good Place, so I'm going to call you the architect.
I don't know what that means.
You've never seen that show? It's really good. All right, it's got Kristen Bell in it. She's cute as shit.
She's a babe. All right, so the inventor. You're a very good match for being the inventor. You are inspired innovators motivated to find new solutions to intellectual challenging problems. They are curious and clever and seek to comprehend the people, systems, and principles that surround them.
So, like, if I got to drive somewhere really far, I'm like, you know what? We should get some beer first.
Yep.
For the road.
You're being the inventor right there.
I'm innovating.
The architect, you are philosophical innovators fascinated by logical analysis, systems, and designs. You are preoccupied with theory and search for universal law behind everything you see.
What? You
say so.
And then in your ENFP, you're the champion.
Champion.
You are people-centered creators who are focused on the possibilities and contagious enthusiasm of new ideas, people, and activities. You're energetic, warm, and passionate. Yeah. You love to help other people explore creative potential.
So basically, Kanye West wrote the song Champion about me.
Yes. All right, so an ENTJ commander, you are...
Sounds so sexual.
Is this me?
It sounds like a Jeep. It's all I can think. Yeah. You're a really cool truck, Liz.
I love Jeeps.
Or a dominatrix.
Oh.
You are... Oh, this might actually work for being a dominatrix. ENTJs are strategic leaders motivated to organize change. They are quick to self... They are quick to self-inefficiency... I thought there was more to that. You're quick to self-inefficiency.
Yeah, no, that sounds about right.
And conceptualizations, new solutions, and you enjoy developing long-range plans to accomplish their vision.
Go also team. Enjoy...
You're an ESTJ supervisor.
Oh, I know what that is. That's when you walk ginger guys with beards on a leash.
Honestly, I did. The guy with the ginger beard.
I've seen that in her inbox.
Hey, Butterbean.
I've dated ginger guys with beards down to their fucking belly button, so.
As a supervisor, you are hardworking traditionalists eager to take charge in organizing projects and people. You're orderly, rule-abiding, and conscientious. ESTJs like to get things done and tend to go about projects in systematic, methodical ways.
Methodical.
I want pizza. What?
INTJ, mastermind, is your third.
That's me.
All of these words that we're attributing you to seem like overly flattering. But, you know, who am I?
I'm pretty great.
I'm just your regular OPP over here. I'm just like, who am I to judge?
I'm down with that.
I'm down with that.
When I was a kid, when I found out that OPP, like it was other people's property, was a song on the radio, it's really other people's pussies. And I was like, I'm no longer down with OPP. That's
you
weird.
Are down with OPP, though.
Technically.
You're down with everyone's pussy.
Technically, I am. And I'm also down with other people's property because I have been arrested for petty larceny before. All right. So as an INTJ, you're analytical problem solvers eager to improve systems and processes with your innovative ideas.
Is the word problem solvers in that?
Yep. Hyphenated, too. So it's one word. It's one word.
We just win.
You're an analytical problem solver.
I'm a fucking problem solver.
You're in charge now.
That's all that matters, Zach. You're in the second.
You guys gotta switch seats.
No, that's not true.
Nope.
You're a second string. Like, you're number two,
Matt. I don't answer to Zach anymore.
No, you answer to me, motherfucker.
All right, you turd birds.
Yep.
I'm happy you answered all those questions.
You're welcome.
Because now we're going to find out what Disney princess you are.
I would love to. I better be fucking Sebastian.
Oh, dude, it's a BuzzFeed quiz. So right. It's probably going to be like...
Do you have a blanket? I'm cold.
2 seconds long.
Let's go. If I don't get Ariel, I'm going to fuck...
If I don't get Sebastian, I'm going to fuck someone up.
Sebastian's not a princess.
He can be a princess if he wants to be. It's 2021.
He is barely a marketable fish.
You're barely a marketable fish. He's not even a fish. He's a crustacean.
No.
All right, you crustaceans.
Wait. Sebastian? Oh, I didn't say flounder.
Sorry. Yeah, no, he's good. I would eat that.
All right. Out of these 9 movies, which one is your favorite Disney movie? The Hunchback of Notre Dame? Robin Hood? Aristocats? Which is a fucking... That's a sleeper.
Continue talking.
The Lion King? The Love Bug? Freaky Friday? The Sword and Stone? Lady and the Tramp? Or the Black Caledron?
Hunchback of Notre Dame.
Lady and the Tramp.
You are a tramp. I'm sorry, I'm getting aggressive.
No, it's okay.
Next question. Secretly, you think your enemies are envious of your industriousness, your looks, I don't have enemies, your determination, your dreams, your wealth, your bravery, your demeanor, or your passions.
Demeanor.
Dreams.
Just because of our theme song.
Demeanor. Liz Demeanor. What are you most scared of? Saying goodbye to friends, losing your job, pop quizzes, global warming, scissors, Walmart, war, being alone, or standing still.
Is rhinos an option?
Did I read rhinos, Matt? Could you answer that for me?
What was the question?
Oh, God.
Global warming.
What are you most scared of? saying goodbye to friends, losing your job, pop quizzes, global warming, scissors, Walmart, war, or being alone.
Losing my job.
Aren't that you your own boss?
Are you sticking with global warming?
Yeah. I'm fucking terrified of global warming.
What do you look for in a soulmate? Loyalty, steadiness, passion, bravery, kindness, beauty, humor, a sense of adventure, or wealth?
Wealth.
Yeah,
Liz, I'm 30. I could answer that for you. I'm 30 and single. Wealth.
Or a hunchback.
Choose a talking animal. This is like what you're going to have for your thing. Your Damon. That's what they called him in one of those books. I don't remember. Okay. A phoenix blueboard. I'm editing all this stuff.
Phoenix blueboard.
Phoenix blueboard was one square. All right. Phoenix, bluebird, mouse, meerkat, warthog. Animals can't talk. Cockatoo, shark, or possum.
Shark.
Phoenix. Is this Harry Potter?
I don't Harry Potter's not owned by Disney, is it?
No.
Is it? No, it is.
No, it's not.
Isn't Harry Potter land in Disney?
It's Universal.
Oh, shit.
It's right next to Disney, but it's Universal.
All
right.
What do you like to do with your off time? Do you like to go camping? Go out on the town? Get together with family? Lie around? I'm always working. Play video games? Burn the candle at both ends? LARP? Which is live action role playing.
We know.
Or go to the beach?
Out on the town.
What was the third answer?
Get together with family.
What was the one after that?
Lie around.
Lie around. I like to lie around.
Out on the town.
What is the secret to true love? Is it humor, understanding, I'll know when I find it, faith, compassion, acceptance, communication, chemistry, or equality?
Money's not one of the options.
No.
Cutting off your fish half and replacing it with a vagina.
All right, Ariel.
I can fuck a fish half of Ariel. All right, humor, wait. Understanding, I'll know it when I find it, faith, compassion, acceptance, communication, chemistry, or equality.
Humor.
Humor.
Humor, definitely. All right, where do you like to have your first date? Movie theater, bar, club, park, zoo, coffee shop, restaurant. I don't have time to date, or museum.
Under the sea.
I don't have time to date.
Bar.
The opposite of where we went.
We went to a bar.
Opposite of that.
Pick an artist. All right, when they say artist, they should have said musician because I don't want to give the title of artist to Imagine Dragons, but
Prince.
Lord, Imagine Dragons, Miley Cyrus, Katy Perry, Miles Davis, Randy Newman, Drake, Bruno Mars, or Avicii?
Did you say the Lord?
I said Lord, oh, as
like
in...
the woman.
Oh, good.
Like, I only never see be Dallas signs in my dreams.
Like, Jesus Christ, Drake.
The Lord and Drake Savior.
What was the question? Like, what was the answers?
Pick an artist between Lord, Imagine Dragons... Dragons. I said it perfect the first time. Lord,
fucked
Imagine
up.
Dragons, Miley Cyrus, Katy Perry, Miles Davis, Randy Newman, Drake, Bruno Mars, or Avicii?
Drake.
Miley Cyrus. I don't know any of the other
You know
people.
Where I'd go Katy Perry, because although I don't
like
she's
got
that
nice
much,
tits.
Her voice is fucking fin-
She
can
she
do
has
anything
wonderful titties. So Katy Perry.
Too late. You're
All right, I'm her. In for Miley. She's got no titties, but
she
it's
fucked
fine.
Fucked her hair up.
What is happily ever after?
Having
good friends, finding my equal, achieving my dreams, having the job you love, being in a caring relationship, being in a castle, finding your inner peace. I'm not sure, but it isn't what's happening now, or the adventure continues.
I'm not sure, but it isn't what's happening now.
Castle.
you want a castle?
Fuck yeah, I want a castle.
All right. So, Matthew, you are Jasmine. You're
that makes
daring.
So much sense.
You're daring and adventurous. You are considered the daredevil of your group. You enjoy having fun, taking risks, and living life to the fullest. And
if,
fucking street rats.
If you don't...
Marrying homeless people with your tiger.
If you don't wear a belly shirt to the next recording,
I will
boycott it.
I need the pants and the shoes, too, though. I can't pull it off without the shoes.
That's true. Those are like the little swirly shoes. You need it.
I can show you my shoes.
That's our new theme song.
Shining, shimmering, because they're battery powered. Kind of pointy, but hard to walk in.
All right, Liz, you got Aurora. You're shy.
That cunt.
Dude, you're shy
one?
And reticent. It takes you a while to open up. But when you do, people consider you a friend for life.
You have to be sexually assaulted to come to life.
Oh, God, it's accurate.
Oh, God, it is. Beneath your quiet exterior is the thoughtful and considerate person brimming with passion.
It's just that she's been roofied for so long.
I was roofied.
Oh, that's terrible.
Earlier today.
This is how we're on this episode.
Y'all.
I can show you this dream.
Go out there and finger blast someone who's sleeping.
Finger blasting while sleeping.
Perfect. Now Liz, give us a K-bye.
K-bye.
World spinning like revolvers. You got a problem, then I got a team of solvers. Social media type, planned along all of some Heracles and Nostradamus. Homie, it's the problem, so I was wide. Keeps the team intact, the beat it out in the dark. Tony Stark ready on the attack. He don't relax, he got the studio packed with three bombs, two girls, a microphone, and a serious track. Hailing from the dark side, a dog ride and cross lines. Show the real from the whack, call that bar apartheid. Search for truth. But we know where our heart lies. Catches out in murky waters where all the sharks die. The Doom Walker, Schumacher, smooth talking, mass spits, nuances. He honest, beyond us, rewind us. He Honda the way the truth slaps. Now to do that, just to prove that. Yeah, the off to every day, bring it to the boom bap. My boy M always stay telling the truth. Like when diverse attorneys gotta split up your loot. Like when I conjure up storms when I'm up in the booth. Yeah, we slightly out the norm and we coming like revolvers. You got a problem, then I got a team of solvers. Social media type for analog callers. From Heracles to Nostradamus, homie, it's the problem. Liz demeanor like the goddess Athena. Guarantee you can't reach her. Give you the secret lair, jet and a visa. Get the stats right, flash bright, smoothing your speakers. Cause in the past life or half life, get with some of the creatures. You better pack light, act right, save her a sound bite. Cause she be talking overhead just like stalactites.
I mean, stalactites over. Me some problems, you know, sit on the couch, tell you my issues.